My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews this morning in for Mr. Crenshaw on this Saturday morning, June 22nd. How are you enjoying yourself so far, Dylan?
I am having an amazing time. Amazing? Like I knew I would.
Wow, amazing. That's pretty good there.
And Greg, I just, again, want to thank you for letting me hang out with you this morning and let me fill in the big shoes of Mr. Sam Crenshaw, who we hope is having a great time out on his assignment this morning.
No, he's on assignment. This ain't a great time. He's on an assignment. He'll be back tomorrow morning, and we just kind of leave it at that. We don't give him too much information. He'll come back with
some nuggets.
Some vital information coming up tomorrow. I want to remind everybody that we got Atlanta United versus St. Louis going on tonight. Going to talk to Jason Longshore, by the way, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. If you can't get in front of a TV, pre-kick at 7:30, kick at 8:30. Atlanta United also takes on Toronto. We're going to have that match for you, too. That's going to be next Saturday. So lots of stuff coming up here. We got a special correspondent who will talk more about what happened last night at Atlanta United versus Fever, but want to get to Terrell first, and he hasn't had a chance to put a cap on this NBA season. We talked to Terrell throughout the entire season. Gives his thoughts on this, that, and the other thing. And, of course, he always laces it with some kind of Philadelphia something. You know, he throws in Joel Embiid or somehow. You know, he weaves that in there. But now, do you hear when Sam and I talk to Terrell on a regular basis?
I do.
He got two wonderful kids.
Yes.
Who we talk about. One of them has not been on the show, and that's Mello. He's the youngest one.
Right.
He's a basketball fan, so you can tell where these names are coming from. Yeah. And then the daughter, Sayla, who has been on the show. We're going to get to Sayla in just a second, but I want to welcome Terrell. Good morning, sir. And how was your week?
Good morning. The week has been amazing. It's a busy sports week here in Atlanta, so it's been an amazing week. Appreciate you guys having me on, as always.
All right, man. So let's you get this off your chest. We have not talked to you since the NBA season ended. Any last thoughts on the two teams that played and how it played out? And your thoughts on Dallas, if any, Kyrie, if any, and Boston getting it done, had the parade yesterday, if any?
Well, I think from just the standpoint of how the entire season went, the NBA Finals, to a degree, was slightly underwhelming. I think a lot of fans, especially the common fan, expected a lot more excitement out there. It was kind of cool to see Jaylen Brown not only win a championship, but win the MVP, because he still does so much here in Atlanta. Whether summer league ball or going back to schools and things. So a high level of respect for that young man. Dallas, I don't know what's going to happen with them moving forward. I think this may have been their window. I know, you know, two out of the last 3 years, they made it to the Western Conference Finals and now the actual NBA Finals. But I think a lot of the teams in the Western Conference are going to revamp and be on a mission to, you know, go after that Larry O'Brien trophy. So overall, I would say it was a pretty cool season, seeing a lot of the younger guns in the league have a chance to take over, the Shays, the Anthony Edwards. So I'll be looking forward to see how things shape up in September and October for preseason ball and then moving forward for the 2024-25 season.
Yeah, I'm pretty much right with you with that. Terrell Thomas, These Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg. Dylan Matthews in for Sam this morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, we've gone from that to the number one pick the Hawks have and your thoughts on where you think they should go and the needs of this team in the upcoming season.
It's pretty obvious, I think, in my eyes, that they need a big man. Now, I have been hearing recently that Sarr is in town. I'm not quite sure if that means the Hawks will be working him out, you know, over the next few days or so. But he has been seen at Overtime Elite, OTE's arena, doing some warm-ups and practicing and such. I don't know if they're going to shift towards UConn and maybe bring Clingdon in. I don't know exactly where they're going to go as of yet. I know all of those guys are on their radar. But I think it's obvious that they need a big man to kind of play the five position to let Double O move down to the four and give Trey and DeJounte some defensive help on the back end, but also someone who could run the floor and score immediately and kind of help the game in transition ball.
Terrell, good to speak with you, man. You already know it's always a pleasure to get to talk to you, brother. Look, I want to piggyback off of what you just said about Alex Sarr. And there have been, again, not from the Wojes of the world or anybody like that, but there have been words on the street that Alex Sarr may not be able to get a workout in with the Hawks because of, you know, who he's tied to as far as an agent and agency goes and things of that nature. Are you buying into that at all? And for the Hawks fans that do want Alex Sarr, should they be concerned about that at all?
Hey, good morning. Always a pleasure, Dylan. It is a bit of a concern because you know, as you mentioned, the word on the street, I've been hearing similar things as well. And with his connections already just to the city of Atlanta, having played here once again at OTE, it's pretty obvious to me that he's aware of the sports culture here. He may not be too aware of the front office that the Hawks have, but I'm quite sure he's aware of how things are set up with the Hawks. And OTE has an amazing system as far as transitioning their young stars from the NBA from OTE to the NBA. So I'm quite sure any information that him or his agent want, they would be able to help him get and provide for him. So
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
has just been a bit of a mystery on why he hasn't been in yet. But, hey, we still have a few days. We still have some time. But I think both sides will be able to get it done.
Yeah, it seems like that's a thing that, as you said, should be able to be worked out. Now, I want to trans over to Donovan Clingan because we see Clingan as a guy who has, I think at this point, we all see him as a guy who has a higher floor, maybe a little bit more polished, a little bit more NBA ready, but Sarr obviously has more potential. Do you see it that way? And if they do decide to go the way of a Donovan Clingan, what is going to be the biggest thing for him that he maybe needs to improve on when he gets to the NBA?
Yeah, I honestly have been pretty surprised to hear Donovan's name, in that whole number one overall player debate or conversation. I was very impressed with his career at UConn. I was definitely impressed with how he handled himself and helped lead UConn during the tournament. I think he's a very versatile scorer. We see him out there, like he can shoot the three ball. He's very efficient in the paint, but I think that for me, he would have to just his transition game because the Hawks want to play an up-tempo game. They also, I want to see just how well he'll be able to defend on the perimeter. It seemed like he, moseyed out there a few times during the tournament and was able to hold his own, but just his transition game and actually perimeter defense would be two things that I'd want to see him improve on. But I do think he is immediately ready to get out there and make an impact on the floor.
Hey, what was last night like for you, man? Terrell went out to State Farm, seeing the Dream and the Fever. Just overall, before we get into Sayla, what was it like for you walking in there knowing you weren't going to a Hawks game?
It was actually, it was a phenomenal experience. It was cool. I went in last night as a fan with the kids, and it was still hard to not do media work and do some covering and talk to some folks and such. But just to see the arena absolutely packed, and there were so many people who came from out of town. A gentleman and his wife that we sat next to were from Alabama, and they talked about traveling to see their son who does analytics for the Indiana Fever, and the people in front of us were from Houston. It was just amazing to see how many people actually came here to Atlanta that weren't Atlantans just to see this matchup between the Dream and the Fever. It was an amazing atmosphere. Something I know I'll never forget, and I believe the kids will never forget either, just because we're watching the WNBA grow in such a way so rapidly. It's just phenomenal.
Speaking of the kids, and this is Terrell Thomas, the East Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg with Dylan Matthews, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. For those of you who do not know and did not listen to Sam a few months back, and starting sometime in January for about 14, 15 weeks, we had a segment called They Got Next. And it was started, innocently enough, Dylan, with a conversation like this with Terrell. And talking about one of the games that he went out to cover the Hawks, and he brought Sayla out there with him, his daughter. And he's been talking about Sayla for a couple years. Well, Sam and I were talking to him, and he sends us pictures of Sayla. And I thought to myself, this is a no-brainer. And I started the feature where every week we got a kid, 13 and under, that came on the show, did a one-minute sports report. Now, all of them didn't have a father who was taking them into NBA locker rooms and, oh, excuse me, there's LeBron. Go talk to him for a minute. They didn't have that. But it doesn't matter because kids sit and watch TV. They go to games and they have their favorites that they watch on TV. So we started the feature, and the first kid was Sayla. Well, he's still taking his kid out to these events. And since we were going to be talking about the Dream game versus the Fever, Noelle's going to be talking about it. She's our reporter for the Atlanta Dream. She's going to be talking about it. But getting it from a perspective of what everybody is saying, these are the people who are going to benefit the most from the growth of the WNBA. We have one of their core fans, a 13-year-old girl. So I want to get her perspective. And so Sayla is going to join us coming up at 8:20. I say all this to say thank you to her daddy. After Father's Day, I don't know what they did for you on Father's Day, but I want to acknowledge you and what you've done, not just in raising of these two kids because they're fabulous, but you allowing us to speak to them and put them on major market radio like you have. So thank you, Terrell.
Hey, Terrell, thank you.
No. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank Noel. We appreciate you dearly.
Hey, the only thing I do want to say is, if Melo ever starts looking at the Falcons, like, hey, what's that team? That team is cool. Would you let a converter? Does he have to be an Eagle? I'm just asking an innocent question.
He gonna let him make the money.
You already know the answer to that one, right there. We love our cousins, our Falcon Bird cousins, but they, you know, they just won't ever be Eagles. Sorry, Atlanta. We love you guys. We love our Falcon Bird cousins. We wish them well. We're going to be cheering them on, but unless they, you know, week two. Not week two.
See what kind of year Saquon Barkley has up there. Anyway, listen, Terrell, thank you, buddy. We will be talking to you again soon, but coming up at 8:20 is his daughter. The first of our They Got Next. And listen, we're going to have opportunities where all the other correspondents that were a part of They Got Next, participants, I should say, if they have something going on, there's another big event. Bo Johnson's daughter, you know, was a part of that. All of the ladies and men, Randy McMichael's son was a part of it. We're going to give you this chance. You step it up and you get to the next level, we want to hear from you. We're going to give you a platform. So coming up, giving us her perspective on what happened last night out at State Farm is Sayla Thomas. But up next, we're going to venture into Noelle's world. And Noelle was out there too, but I got a feeling she won't talk about something else. But I'm not sure. Terrell, have a good rest of your weekend, buddy. Thank you as always.
Appreciate you, Terrell.
Have a great one, guys. Have a great one.
There you go.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.